The text for our homily is the reading just read. Grace to you and peace from Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Our text can be compared to a room filled with many rich treasures. The treasures include such words as steadfastness, encouragement, hope, joy, peace, the Scriptures, the Holy Spirit. The treasure that seems to stand out is the word hope. In the Greek, the word is preceded by the definite article. St. Paul wrote that we might have not only hope, but the hope. May the God of the hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in the hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. In our day, to those who are sick, people say, I hope you get well soon. People tell each other, I hope that you will have a good day. I hope that you will do well on your test. I hope that you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. The word hope in these instances conveys the idea of a wish or desire on the part of the speaker. There is no real certainty in the outcome. The noun hope, as used by the Apostle Paul in our text, refers to certainty based on what God has promised and fulfilled. God has revealed himself as the source of the hope. As the homilist on Monday indicated, God promises to his people from the time of Adam that he would send to them a Messiah. He promised a Redeemer. He promised that he would send one with whom he would save his people from their sins. Our text points back to Isaiah chapter 11, verse 10, in which the Lord spoke of sending a root of Jesse. God fulfilled this promise and many others in the sending of his Son, Jesus Christ. For the apostle, his message, confidence, and hope stemmed from the Old Testament scriptures and the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. For Paul wrote, For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, so that by steadfastness and by the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have the hope. And he also wrote, Christ has become a servant. This is similar to the words of St. Mark. The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. By the power of the means of grace, the Holy Spirit, through the water and the word of baptism and the proclaimed word, has brought us to faith and introduced us to the true hope. We have the forgiveness of sins. God has already made us spiritually and eternally alive. We have the hope, the sure foundation based upon the promises of God of eternal life already now. This is not wishful thinking, but a conviction, a certainty based on God's word. For us, God's word is the Old and New Testament scriptures and Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh, whose coming we celebrate and whose coming we anticipate. This hope makes us different from those who have no real hope. As the people of the hope, God anticipates that we will attempt to live together in harmony and peace with the family of believers in our homes, in our churches, and also here at the seminary. The hope that the Holy Spirit brings through word and sacraments is also intended to work in us joy and peace. We have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection. In the Holy Supper, we are sustained and reinforced in our hope by the very body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In the section of Romans that follows our text, Paul enlisted the support of the Christians at Rome in his proposed mission to the West. Our church body is involved in a world mission outreach. We who have the treasure of the hope are invited to share this treasure with people in an ever widening circle. Yes, may the God of the hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in the hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, amen.